Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, it is time to spread the Christmas cheer. We are all about it. We're doing something special this year we've never done before. You'll get all the details you need right here in case you missed it, the In Case You Missed It replay.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch-up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
We are taking Christmas to a town that usually has a little Christmas celebration and tree lighting and all of that. And what's it called? Old Fort.
Correct.
Is the name of the town, Old Fort, North Carolina. And all of their Christmas decorations were flooded and washed away and all of that. So that's where we're putting our efforts this year. And we're going, trying to do as much as possible with a little Christmas festival on the 14th. Now, Alexis is heading up the entire project. Now, as everybody knows from listening to Alexis on the show, she can't just be the boss of something. She can't just be boss. She's got to be bossy. So, what did she say, Riggins, that we need to be talking about to get something?
We need to start raising money because we're doing something really special. In addition to just bringing decorations and toys and bringing Christmas cheer to Old Fort, we're also bringing something extremely special and unique to the town that is going to make everyone go crazy. This is a town of 100 people.
Yeah.
A lot of families.
1,000 people.
Oh, is it 1,000?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So very small. But we're bringing one very unique item, and it takes a lot of manpower to get it there. Should we reveal
what
it is?
Yeah, we said the other day when we were talking about what our goal was, because we asked if anybody knew somebody around here that could do it.
Okay. Yeah, it's an ice skating rink. We're going to bring an ice skating rink to this small mountain town. And so we're raising money to do that. We've contacted a couple companies. We've locked a few down. Mm-hmm. So we have people excited to help. But we need to raise money to do that. So you can donate at tjriggins.com/Christmas if you'd like to make a donation.
And I'm kind of torn with that because I know how much that will make the people who live there who've gotten, you know, nothing but bad news day after day and living in such difficult situations. Like a lot of them are still living in tents.
Yeah.
In the cold and everything because mm-hmm. their houses were washed away. But as a true deep South Southerner, because I'm from Louisiana, mm-hmm. I just don't know if I can get on board with ice skating.
Really? Well, what about just the kids?
Yeah, I'm just saying I don't know if I'm going to be cheering them on or anything.
Right.
I don't want my family back in Louisiana to see that I'm doing stuff that Yankees do.
That's true.
TJ just going to scowl at them.
He's going to be like, take those skates off.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. And I do think that there will be a problem with my wife taking over the ice skating rink. And we're going to have to say, let the kids go for a while.
Oh, yeah. Does she like ice skating?
I don't know that she's ever done it, but that's all she talks about every year. I want to go ice skating. I think she did it once. Yeah. She and my daughter did it once, and I was just shocked.
I love it too.
Why don't you just start putting sauerkraut on your hot dogs and be done with it?
She can be pushing those kids out of the way. Excuse me, come through.
Come there.
Merry Christmas.
So how do they donate?
TJRiggins.com/Christmas.
TJRiggins.com/Christmas. This is going to be great. And then, you know, you can join us there too for the little thing. That would be great. Just bring tons of people in there and saying Merry Christmas. We love you to the people who have gone through so much. All right, so it's December 14th.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Hey, it's TJ, and if anybody has known me more than 5 minutes, you know that I think the best gift you can give or receive during the holidays is a gift from Omaha Steaks. That's right. Omaha Steaks, their quality is unrivaled. Their taste is fantastic. It's guaranteed perfection in every single bite of Omaha Steaks. And right now, you save an unforgettable 50% off site-wide at omahasteaks.com. And then you can score an extra $30 off with the promo code TJR. It's unbelievable. You're going to love it. And with 5 generations of experience, they consistently deliver the world's best steak experience. And it's not just steaks. It's mouthwatering desserts, side dishes, and more. So save 50% site-wide for a limited time at omahasteaks.com. And our listeners get an extra $30 off with the promo code TJR. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $30 off with the promo code TJR. Minimum purchase may apply.
Today, every company is a technology company. But becoming a fully enabled digital workplace isn't easy. Let CompuCom guide you. They help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's CompuCom at CompuCom.com. That's CompuCom.com. The Cabarrus Arena has a packed calendar right now, but if you need space for an event, they've got you covered. 150,000 square feet of space to suit any event needs. They've got it. Go to CabarrusArena.com to check them out. CabarrusArena.com.
All guests of the TJ and Riggins Show stay at the Hyatt Centric South Park Charlotte. Beautiful rooms paired with incredible dining options, all nestled perfectly in the beautiful South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. Book your stay online at tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
You know when somebody calls themselves a baby name consultant?
Yeah.
Whatever comes after that is just going to be nonsense. I mean, what is that? I think we've had stories recently.
Yeah. I was talking about that a few weeks ago, that rich people hire a baby name consultant. They consult people about picking the right name for their kid.
I would like to know the baby name consultant's credentials. Like, what makes you a better name picker? Is that what they're doing? They're coming up with lists of names and giving them to the parents?
Yeah, and they research names to see if it fits with the personality of the family. And I mean, it's just a bunch of it's a way to get people who are self-absorbed to spend money on your service.
Yeah.
And because it makes them feel more important. We actually hired a baby name consultant for the best name possible.
It sounds like one of those things you splurge on because you're nervous, and then by the second kid, you're like, we're not doing that again.
Yeah,
that
we're naming crazy. Him Bob. Forget it. I think that would be a pretty cool gig, though. Somebody paying you for your... Maybe I should start a business.
Yeah.
That name sucks. Don't go with that name.
I think you just got to come across as cool.
Yeah.
And they're like, this person's cool. They're going to know cool names.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what to do. You do it the old-fashioned Southern way. You watch all the soap operas and pick a name from there.
Yes.
Yeah, old school.
Which is what my mom did for me.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Lindsay Wagner.
Okay, well, she wasn't a soap opera.
Well, no, but I'm saying it's
from... She's the Bionic Woman.
Yeah, it's from TV, so, like, that's where they got all their names, you know?
You're the Bionic Woman?
I'm the Bionic Woman.
I love that.
I don't even know really what that means.
Well, there's a baby name consultant named Colleen Slagan, and she says, dog names are in, okay? That's a compliment now. There's a lot of people who think labeling something as a dog name is an insult, a critique, or a reason you shouldn't use a name, and that doesn't faze me at all. Here are the names she says are going to be popular at the end of 2024 and the beginning of 2025. Cutesy names like Charlie, Daisy, Sophie, Ruby, Sadie, and Archie. These are all dog names. Leo, Max, Chloe, Luna. True dog names like Bear, Banjo, and Blue. And then cooler, edgier names for dogs like Cooper, Maverick, and Duke. So these are traditional dog names she said you should be using for your children.
Where's the information and the proof that that's where things are going to be? Where is she getting this?
Where is she getting any of this?
I mean, by the way, Charlie is not a dog name. Those are dogs that have human names.
Right.
And maybe it's like the reverse.
No, it is.
It is, yeah.
You know, like a dog's name is Bear. Like you said, that's Bear, a dog name.
Bear, Banjo, Blue.
Yeah.
And Maverick is a name, a human name.
Yeah, my little friend Jenny's handsome husband, Michael, has a nephew named Maverick.
I love that name.
Named after, by God, Maverick Top Gun.
Heck
yeah. Hell
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
First name Maverick, second name Top Gun.
Well, this lady's just pulling it out of her.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's probably getting paid a lot of money to do that.
Mm-hmm. I'm jealous. I'm super jealous.
And what's her name?
Colleen Slagan.
Oh, Colleen.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, I mean, a lady named Colleen saying this, like, you know what I'm saying?
No.
It's just like the most old traditional, like, just like a lady's name. It's not.
But that's what's cool at the moment is the old people and older people sounding names.
I know, but she's saying that all these names are going to be cool. I don't know. She doesn't know.
Like she didn't pick her name.
Herman.
She wishes her name was something different then.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay. we as Christians are always told, and we believe in our faith, that Jesus is all-knowing, right?
Mm-hmm.
He knows what's in your heart, knows the plans, knows everything. But there is a lady who has come up with a question that I applaud her for thinking this way, because in my quirky way of thinking that makes people sometimes go, how do you not have a headache all the time? I've never thought of this, and I think it's really, really something to prayerfully consider, as they say. This is her. She just has a few questions about Jesus being all-knowing.
Do y'all think Jesus knows what ginger ale tastes like? Because this is some stuff I'm like, I don't think he really, like he's sovereign, duh. He omnipresent, omniscient, da-da-da-da-da. But, like, have you ever tasted the battery acid feeling of a Canada Dry or crisp Diet Coke? Like...
Diet Coke. So yeah, if he knows everything, does he know what foods taste like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would he be into ginger ale? I would want to know that too.
I think he knows. He just knows.
You think?
I mean, he created it. He just yeah. knows.
Or does he just know that a lot of people like it, and that's all he needs to know about it? He can't go around just, you know, taste testing everything.
I like the idea of Jesus having like a Coke every once in a while. There's yeah. something, I don't know.
I think there is Coke in heaven.
Yeah.
I believe maybe. That is my heaven. A lot of Diet Coke, just swimming in it like a pool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Diet Coke.
You can swim and drink
yeah.
at the same time.
But can you picture Jesus eating ribs? Like, there's a lot of, you know, it's in the comments, like everybody's wondering.
But the thing is that I don't picture his eating ribs, but I do picture his knowing what ribs taste like. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
Like, he doesn't have to do it to know what it's like.
Sure.
He just knows, yeah.
But I mean, like, he doesn't know what it's like to fall in the water and almost drown.
Right.
Like, he doesn't even know what it's like to get wet, really, because he walks on the water.
Good point. Good
it's
point.
True.
He's never needed a swimsuit.
Right, or to pull his hair back.
Yep, never.
You know, a hair tie.
A swimsuit. Like, what kind of swimsuit? Does he go to, like, shorty sporties? Is he, like, board shorts?
I'm picturing a chubby.
Yeah, like, kind of above the knee.
Crosses
yeah.
on it.
Yeah. It's an interesting uh-huh. question. You wonder about those things.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I consider myself to be all-knowing pretty much with earthly things.
Yes, you
things.
Do.
Sure.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Similar correlation right here.
Yeah. I mean, I often get compared to...
Don't do this. Don't do this. Please, out of whatever.
Y'all know good and well I'm not going to say Jesus.
Oh, I know that.
I didn't know.
I get compared I'm to the Lord.
Gonna, not even going to joke.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you say this is a big debate going on the like think tank on the internet.
Everybody's got follow-up questions about Jesus that, you know, in some crowds they might think it's disrespectful, but it's natural curiosity. How does Jesus like a steak cooked? You know, mm-hmm. it's kind of things you wonder about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How would he have liked that? Yeah. Would he eat chili? And does he prefer a roll over cornbread or what? You know, a lot of questions.
Roll, see,
now
for
that's
sure.
That's taking it into a silly realm.
You think? Is it?
I just focus on the all-knowing part. He knows everything.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily is he sitting around, you know, with a tying on the chili feed bag or something. It's just, does he know what it tastes like?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he does. I mean.
You know, y'all are just taking it too far.
Yeah, I mean.
We're just enjoying ourselves.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Now, full disclosure, this comes from a couples expert. not a relationship therapist or anything like that. They just call her a couples expert. So right. I don't know what that means. I don't know if you have to go do any formal schooling for that. But she says she has come up with the ultimate list for men and women of micro cheating examples. So I'll make it a little more personal to you guys. TJ, if Jody dressed up right after you got into an argument and was going to head out to just go run some errands, is that wrong? She says because it's a way of a woman telling a man, reminding a man what he could be missing out on.
No, I wouldn't think anything about that.
Certainly not cheating, right?
No.
They call this micro cheating, so it's
micro,
not
micro.
Yeah, it's not a full-on affair but it's a little thing they're doing to make you.
Yeah.
It's like one step towards.
Yes.
Okay.
It's something that people who call themselves professional mental health people use to stir up trouble in people's relationships.
Sounds like
that's kind of what this is.
They're trolling.
Mm-hmm.
Lindsay, if Kyle was casually flirting with a barista, making jokes in a flirty tone, is that a wrong, number one?
No, go do you, boo. You need you need some action in your life.
You need a little excitement.
Yeah.
It's a very mature response. Yeah, yeah. I like that. TJ, if Jody was liking her ex's social media posts on Instagram.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that, but I wouldn't call it cheating, I don't think.
Yeah.
No, because, I mean, she hasn't had an ex in 31 years. Right. So maybe a little more, I would think, because she's going to the effort of looking up a relationship that went on 30-something years ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe that would have a little bit more of a punch in the gut. But yeah.
Guess who I just found on TikTok?
She'd have to do some digging for that. Yeah.
You're not kidding. Lindsay, if you saw Kyle suggesting work meetings over dinner with a female colleague.
It's happened.
Yeah.
In his form of work. And it depends on if they're cute.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
That's what it all comes down to, right?
Yeah.
These are all more offensive if the person is cute.
Yeah. She wasn't that cute, so it was okay. But if she was, I'd be like, I'm coming.
All right. Well, what about a situation like you've been with us?
Yeah.
Where we would take road trips together. You'd be the only woman on the whole thing. You'd
right.
be spending the night two or three nights away.
Yeah. If he did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-mm. He wouldn't be allowed to do that.
Nope. But he would let me.
You're crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
TJ, if Jody sent a winky face in emoji in an iMessage to another guy.
Is it a guy that I know?
No.
No? I don't care.
You don't care. You're fine with it.
No.
You're looking for a reason. You cheated on me.
Yeah.
Just get her to communicate with me in emojis.
Yeah.
But please. She'd find one that could yell. I know she would.
That was great.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Well, the latest TJ and Jody House podcast dropped at noon? It gets dropped at noon?
Yeah, it's going to drop at noon.
Yeah, so drop us a follow.
Yeah.
That's what the kids say. Yeah. Drop us a follow. We have a new sponsor on there that Jody and I talk about because she's trying to steal the merch that they sent me from this company to use. It's a blanket. And then she's kind of trying to make fun of me because I shouldn't be using this blanket because, first of all, I'm too lazy to begin with. And second of all, it's not very masculine sounding to say, where is my bubble cuddle blanket? My cozy earth bubble cuddle blanket.
It's a tongue twister.
Yeah. But if you want one, they're flying off the shelves as well as all the other stuff there. We get a 41% discount for you, and that's better than their Black Friday specials were at Cozy Earth.
Yeah, and I think some of the colors have sold out over the weekend.
Yeah.
But just they're going to restock, so just keep checking.
Okay, so it doesn't have to be the blanket either. They got, you know, but that. You got to go check out the bubble cuddle blanket. Bubble cuddle throw, actually, is what it is. And just go to tjriggins.com/deals and then use the promo code TJ when you check out to get 41% off. Lindsay looks like a floating head today because she just, was this the second or third time since we've changed the backdrop that she's worn colors that match exactly to the backdrop.
I wasn't aware I had so many nude color clothing.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, this is seriously a problem.
Now, if you were wearing that aloe hat that you wear that's that same color, I mean, you really would look like you've got your face stuck in a cutout, like at the fair or something.
Yeah, it does. All you can see is, like, teeth moving.
You look like Randall from Monsters, Inc.
Yeah. It's a good reference.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, speaking of that, you had to go do what you said you didn't want to do, right? You had to go see Moana 2 this weekend?
Yes. I did get to leave early because my son would not behave.
Yeah.
He was just wanting to run around. Not the best sequel I've ever seen. It's just not. It just wasn't.
Didn't hit.
It didn't hit.
Right. Did your daughter like it?
She did. Yeah. She has terrible taste. Yeah,
but she likes everything.
She does. She does. The first one way better. But, I mean, didn't we expect that?
Yeah.
I think we did.
Yeah. What about that other little boy? Your coworker sitting beside you. Did he see Moana 2?
Oh.
This weekend?
I did not.
You didn't?
I didn't. Oh. I didn't get a chance to.
Oh, but you're going to go.
I'm going to go see it, yeah.
I would not recommend. I would just wait till
I see every
out.
Disney movie.
Yeah, every money. Disney movie.
I don't. It's not a waste of my money. I already pay a monthly subscription to go 3 times a week.
What?
Yeah. But he pays that monthly subscription so he can go see every Disney movie and every child movie. If he only went to see movies that were, normal.
Yeah.
For 39-year-olds, he wouldn't need that pass to be doing. He'd go every once in a while to the movies. But he loves going to the movies so much. Mm-hmm. He forces himself to watch all these kid movies because he doesn't like them, obviously. He's 39. He doesn't like these movies.
Right.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
I was trying to help him out.
Nope. Yeah. I don't need your help.
We love him. We love him.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
All right, let's see how many people agree with this relationship, quote unquote, expert. They're saying now that if you pass gas in front of your significant other, that it strengthens the relationship. So gone are the days of trying to maintain some sort of manners because the person that you're with, even though, you know, you're supposed to be comfortable around them and all of that, you still don't want to do anything to repel them, and you don't want to do anything that's going to cause them to look at you in disgust. You know?
Yeah, I completely disagree with that whole thought.
Same.
That's going to bring you closer together. Give me a break.
Yeah. No, it just shows that they are the one, because you put down all inhibitions around them and all of that. Now, if it is some kind of a, like if you're sick or something and things like that happen, then that is a test of your relationship, to where you can bypass, you know, however you look at that and say, oh, well, my loved one is sick, and that all of that doesn't come into play when I want my husband or my wife to feel better.
Right.
But it's one of these movements, if I may go on my one of my old man rants here. It's one part of the big movement to tear down traditions of America, the American culture that has been established over the years. And one of the tools that they use in that is to make women feel that they are only free if they will put down any thoughts of trying to be a lady. Mm-hmm. That's the only place that you're free, is if you're not worried about whether you're trying to be a lady or not. Mm. That's why all of them that do recipes on social medias and everything have to cuss in their, they force cuss words in there to make themselves seem cool and bad and mm-hmm. all of that kind of stuff. So they've fallen for that trap of the puppet masters tearing down our society. Teach women to be ladies. Teach men to be gentlemen. They Again. Don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good to point out. It's guys, too. Mm-hmm. Don't be farting in front of
no. a woman. No. I say that many, many times.
Have some decency.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they're not trying to just rip away men from being gentlemen. They're just trying to rip away men in general to be, shunned by society altogether, whether they're gentlemen or whether they're not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know.
Tear them down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So, if you're a man, the only time that it is excusable in a civilized world for you to be passing gas in front of your wife is if it happens accidentally while you're on a trampoline.
Ooh. Oopsie. I'm so sorry. A trampoline? How very specific.
Yeah.
Well, I've been there, brother.
I think I remember that. I vaguely remember that.
So, yeah, I am the cultural expert, the societal profiler you should listen to every day.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Greetings, loved ones. You remember that part of that Katy Perry song where Snoop, yeah, or as the kids call him, Snoop Doggy Dog, was on there and he said, "Greetings, loved ones. Let's go for a journey," or something like that.
Is that him?
Yeah. Let's take a journey. Whatever it was, it didn't make any sense at all with the song.
Well, yeah. Snoop. Standard. Oh, I hope Katy Perry's doing okay. I pray for her.
I think she's okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's see, that's the thing about these celebrities. I don't know why they would put themselves through falling off of the, you know, in the public eye and all that. You've got so many millions of dollars, you don't have to work anymore.
Yeah.
Go out on top.
Sure.
You know? Don't be the butt of anybody's jokes if you come out and you have a terrible album or three or four
in a row.
Her body does look good though.
She looks
better
beautiful
than ever.
She's beautiful. Yeah.
She made a comeback with her body.
She just was one of those that I don't think I could be around her very much.
Mm. Oh, you don't think so?
No.
Annoying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's not great on American Idol.
Yeah. And, you know, it's 2024, and you can't tell a woman to shh. Even though it'd be for their own good and everybody else's own good. For her just to, every now and then, just shh.
You're just helping the world.
Just, you know.
Somebody was like, when she went political, she fell out. I was like, Katy Perry went political.
Yeah,
I was looking for Katy Perry's political opinions on anything. I don't know. Yeah, but that's what they said. I don't know. But you know,
she did.
She did.
She's all political. Yeah.
I like her music.
Let's keep it at music. Yeah. Or just having a hot body.
Let's keep it at playing your old stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Is she married still? Was she with that Orlando Bloom?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And He's Mine. That's her new song. He's Mine. Don't. Not okay. Yours.
All right.
Yeah.
Who's trying to get him?
Somebody, I guess.
He's a hot ticket, okay?
Mm.
Well, I know what's hot about him. Remember all that?
No.
About his candid naked pictures. Mm-hmm. And
big
feet.
Yeah. We get it.
Feet.
Uh-huh, sure.
Yeah. What? He's got big feet.
Mm-hmm. He does. Especially that one. All right, so we have a big holiday celebration. We're taking Christmas to a small town that has lost everything. And we will give you all the information where we are right now and putting that together and how we need your help with today's In Case You Missed It, coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Hey, it's TJ, and if anybody has known me more than 5 minutes, you know that I think the best gift you can give or receive during the holidays is a gift from Omaha Steaks. That's right. Omaha Steaks, their quality is unrivaled. Their taste is fantastic. It's guaranteed perfection in every single bite of Omaha Steaks. And right now, you save an unforgettable 50% off site-wide at omahasteaks.com. And then you can score an extra $30 off with the promo code TJR. It's unbelievable. You're going to love it. And with 5 generations of experience, they consistently deliver the world's best steak experience. And it's not just steaks. It's mouthwatering desserts, side dishes, and more. So save 50% site-wide for a limited time at omahasteaks.com. And our listeners get an extra $30 off with the promo code TJR. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $30 off with the promo code TJR. Minimum purchase may apply.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Coming up, we will solve the mystery as to why Lindsay looks like a floating head today.
Stay tuned.
Just in a few minutes.
Yeah. The 49ers are the top trending topic. Last night, there was a big football game, Sunday Night Football, Buffalo Bills, 49ers, and it was a snow game. And Josh Allen, the quarterback of the Buffalo Bills, caught a pass, threw a touchdown pass. He was all over the place. But they looked like they were having a great time.
Yeah. I saw one playground-type play where Josh Allen threw a short pass to his receiver, and then they grabbed him, but they hadn't tackled him yet. And then he ran around, and the receiver pitched him the ball.
Yeah, it was so
fun. And
then
he ran it the rest of the way into the end zone. Yeah, that's cool. And he's engaged now to some, I don't know who this was. I thought this was the lead singer, that little group that we used to like.
Paramore?
Yeah, Paramore. I thought he was dating the lead singer of Paramore.
Yeah, it's Haley Steinfeld.
Okay, and what's the lead singer of Paramore's name?
Haley Williams.
Okay.
Remember the name.
All right, so what does this Steinfeld do?
She had a song. She's a singer and an actress, but she had that song called Starving that was a minor hit a few years ago.
Huh.
I didn't know when I was starving.
Super young.
Huh? She is young, but I think he's probably young too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's in his 20s.
Okay.
So, young love. Congratulations to them.
Sweet.
And then one other sports note. There's some crazy things that happened in college football. At the end of the Ohio State-Michigan game, cops were down there pepper spraying players.
Yeah, we were watching that as it happened. First of all, congratulations, Michigan. Love that.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. I don't have a dog in that hunt, but I like their coach.
Okay.
But they're all coming down on the cops. Can you believe the cops did that? Those cops tried for a while to get them to back off. And you're looking at, a big mob getting into a fight and causing probably would have reached into the stands and riots and all of that. So, yeah, they pepper sprayed them.
Yeah.
I said they should have brought it's a shame that I think soon we're going to have riot squad on alert at football games and sporting events to come in with beanbag guns or whatever else they have to bring to shut it down.
Yeah, it was crazy.
The tasers. They need to bring them out.
Whip out the tasers.
I love a taser.
I love that you love a taser. Oh, yeah. How about that? And congratulations are in order. Vito the Pug winning the 2024 National Dog Show. Vito is what they call the best of the breed, and here's what Vito looks like.
Oh, Vito.
Not often that the pugs win.
Yeah. Is that the first time a pug has ever won?
I don't think it's the first time. I could be wrong, but it doesn't happen often. But they were really impressed by this little guy.
I grew up with pugs. They're so
did
sweet.
You?
Yeah, they're so ugly, they're cute, yeah.
Now was this a real he earned it kind of situation, or is it because he just, they felt sorry for him and some kind of guilt?
No, because feel bad for him.
Yeah, because pugs aren't showy looking pieces of perfection in the canine world.
Yeah,
maybe did he have a rough home life or something?
No.
Did he come from bad dog parents?
Come from the streets?
Yeah,
they say he's the perfect example of a pug. Although every time I see a golden retriever, I'm like, that's the dog that you win. That's the prettiest dog out there. But I guess they don't do it by pretty.
I guess not.
What are you going to do? Mm-hmm. So congratulations to Vito. There's a new list, the ultimate list of micro cheating examples. Do you agree? We'll find out next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Hey, it's TJ. And if anybody has known me more than 5 minutes, you know that I think the best gift you can give or receive during the holidays is a gift from Omaha Steaks. That's right. Omaha Steaks, their quality is unrivaled. Their taste is fantastic. It's guaranteed perfection in every single bite of Omaha Steaks. And right now, you save an unforgettable 50% off site-wide at omahasteaks.com. And then you can score an extra $30 off with the promo code TJR. It's unbelievable. You're going to love it. And with 5 generations of experience, they consistently deliver the world's best steak experience. And it's not just steaks. It's mouthwatering desserts, side dishes, and more. So save 50% site-wide for a limited time at omahasteaks.com. And our listeners get an extra $30 off with the promo code TJR. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $30 off with the promo code TJR. Minimum purchase may apply.